This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mega Millions lottery total is up to $619 million jackpot, which of course means I'm starting to get interested in buying a ticket
right
now.
A lot of people only play it when it's this big. I'm kind of that way when it comes to those games. I wait until it's a large amount so I can share. But we found out something interesting. Producer Jessica's mother-in-law, Sherry, was a big lottery player, but then we found out she quit playing. So we have to talk to her about
it. I mean, I look for any reason to talk to producer Jessica's mother-in-law, Sherry. Sherry, what's this madness we're hearing about you stopping playing the lottery?
You know, does she not stop talking about me at work? I mean, really?
She doesn't stop talking at work.
Okay, well.
Okay.
Well, wow. Okay, so obviously.
Hey, there's a reason Sherry's laughing.
Yes, so obviously you're referring to your daughter-in-law, producer Jessica.
I am my favorite daughter-in-law.
So you're very sweet. Here's the thing, Sherry. I don't play Powerball or Mega Millions unless it gets to be a really high number. And Mega Millions is over $600 million for tonight's drawing. And producer Jessica was telling us that now that they're going to change the whole Mega Millions thing starting next year, you stop playing the lotto.
Oh, gosh. You know, I feel I'm psychic. So I've played my favorite numbers. I've played other numbers. I've shut my eyes while I'm filling out the form in the liquor store and messed up forms because I don't get in the right groove. I've tried every mechanism for winning. I only want like $1.3 million, you know?
So you think you're a psychic. And you haven't won anything.
Yeah,
so are you thinking maybe you're not a psychic?
I'm still hoping this it'll come through. Anyway, I just gave up because nothing seems to come from it. And also the people that win, many of them, everything changes in their life, not for the better. That kind of money doesn't bring you happiness.
Sherry's been giving this a lot of thought, Tammy.
Yes, she has. There are people who have won the lottery and their life has gone down the tubes, which I'm a big advocate of. When it's a big jackpot, those people should be able to remain anonymous because a lot of times it comes from the outside, right? And I don't think that that's fair, especially because some states allow it and some don't. That seems wrong to me.
How about the fact that you've glossed over the number one thing? How much money have you both wasted on lotteries that you didn't win? How about that?
You've never asked me how much I've won. I mean, I've won over, I would say, my years of winning. I've probably won a couple of $1,000s. But I understand what you're saying, Sherry. Do you want to pass on your favorite numbers to me?
So then you'll remain anonymous after winning?
Something tells me that you wouldn't do that.
No, I'm intrigued. And then I see it on the board as I'm driving by the... Because the liquor store is right next to a grooming shop I go to, and they announced $72 million. And I think, is that my lucky number? And then I'll get out of the car, and I made myself get back in. I don't know. The scratch-off may work. Have you tried the scratch-off? Is that where you won from?
Yes, I have. As for odds, it depends on which ones you buy. They're better than a Powerball or a Mega Million, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But listen, Sherry, I feel like I'm talking her back into it. She told me it was dangerous.
I saw this program on TV, and this woman was in the witness protection program. And her husband won the lottery. And they shot a picture of the family, and they found out where she was.
Sherry?
Her husband shouldn't have been playing the lottery if they're in witness protection.
I mean, you'd think you'd be a little bit more undercover than that, right? I mean, Sherry, now this is supposed to be an interesting question, though, Sherry. Are you currently or planning on being in witness protection?
I'll let you know, John. You'll be the first to know.
That kind of ruins the whole witness protection thing, though, Sherry.
We're doing our best to protect her, but she's not cooperating.
And no offense, but I totally hear John going, did you hear that Sherry's in witness protection? She changed her name to so-and-so.
Don't tell anybody.
Sherry, give me your numbers.
I'm not giving you my numbers. No.
So you haven't stopped playing the lotto.
I knew it.
Oh. No.
Because you're worried if I use them, that'll be the time they come in.
That'll be the time they come up.
Well, your psychic prediction, give them to me. I'll play it, and then we'll share.
Okay, I'll call you back.
Think the numbers. Tammy will pick up on your vibes. Let's see what this does.
Oh, goodness. Sherry, good luck. And if you ever do decide to give me those numbers, I'll gladly take them, and then I'll play on your behalf.
Oh, I told you I'd call you back.
Judging by that cackle, Tammy, I'm guessing you're not going to be getting a phone call from Sherry.
I don't think I will. I'd like her phone number, but she's gone.
Well, good luck. $619 million could be yours. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.